WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And just a reminder, if you didn't hear me announce it in the first hour, we will not be joined in the 8 o'clock hour by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo. He is still away on vacation. He'll be back tomorrow. So he's going to miss this week's edition of our weekly chat with him, but he'll be back next week. And we'll have a lot to talk about with him because we've got this final Board of Health meeting regarding South Coast Renewables tonight. And you've got the opportunity to take part via Zoom. We shared it on our Facebook page. We have it here if you need more information. And, of course, we want to hear from anybody that attends tomorrow what you think. So I think you've also got a case of what can you do? I mean, even if the Board of Health takes a stand and says, no, we don't want this in our city, then Parallel Products is going to take this to the next level. They've got too much invested in this project already, and they're not just going to say, well, okay. They're going to sue. They're going to sue the Board of Health. They're going to sue the city. It's going to turn into a prolonged legal fight that may just end up with you being stuck with it anyway. So I don't know how this has the ending that people want it to have. I mean, obviously you could fight it at that level and maybe win. But that's an expensive chance to take. Again, not that I'm saying that you should resign yourself to having it. I'm not saying, well, I'll just give up. No, what I'm saying is maybe South Coast Renewables / Parallel Products really needs to take a look at this and say, we're not welcome here. We should find an alternate place to put this. They wouldn't keep fighting this so hard if they didn't think that when push comes to shove, they would win out. But you think that they would say, there's got to be another community or at least another site that would be more welcoming. But this is where we're at in the process now. It's no turning back. We'll see what happens after the meeting tonight. So if you want to call in to talk about that, 508-996-0500. If you want to talk about some of the other news that happened over the weekend, we can do that as well. We also have app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app for you. If you've never used those before, it's really simple. Just download the WBSM app for free. It's brought to you by South Coast Towing. That's how we make it so that we can have all these great features and it doesn't cost you anything. And then not only can you read all of our content there, and by the way, people who say, there's too many ads when I try to read a story on your website. Well, that's how we keep it free. That's how we don't put it behind a paywall like the Standard Times and other publications do. But if you feel like there's too many ads in the stories when you try to read them, download the app. Then you can read them right in the app. But the feature to use for the app chat is just as simple as texting. You open up the app chat feature, you send us a text, I get it here in the studio. I can either respond back to you in writing or I can read it on the air. And then if you want to use the open line voicemail feature, that's just as easy as sending a voice note. You're just recording audio and sending it over into the studio that I can then play on the air. Just keep it radio friendly. And you can say whatever you want. I can't cut you off. I can't interrupt you. I mean, I guess I could stop playing it, but I'm not going to do that. Again, unless you say things you can't say on the radio. So take advantage of those features if that works better for you. And also, keep in mind that that is also where you can get live traffic information. So you can keep abreast of all the stuff that's going on with this big 195 Route 18 project. Because starting today, we have the phase two traffic shifts. What does that mean? Well, that means that they're going to actually be demolishing the westbound viaduct and ramp structures and reconstructing them. So that's the big twisty one when you're heading out west, westbound. So if you're heading from Fairhaven toward New Bedford, that Route 18 exit that you take, that's coming down first. And so that means you're going to be detoured. That means traffic is going to be backed up. Local roads will be open, but traffic is expected to be heavy on them. And there may be some intermittent, there will be some intermittent closings of streets around that area just for the safety. I mean, you got to think, those go over other roads. So they're going to have to close those down as they're taking down parts of that structure. And this once this closes today or this week, I mean, today's a nice day weather-wise, so they're going to jump right on the work. Once that closes, it's going to stay closed until 2027. So you've got a lot of inconvenience ahead of you when it comes to this project. That's why Chris Markey's been coming in here so much and talking about this and running commercials on the station about it. That's why Chris McCarthy has been having guests come on and talk about it, because it's going to be a huge disruption. So keep that in mind and keep the information handy to always be able to check. So you can always get live traffic info by going to the WBSM app and just clicking on the traffic option. That's going to tell you everything that's going on right at this moment. But if you want to keep up to date with what's expected with the closures and the detours and know ahead of time where to go, the simplest way to do that is by going to MassDOT on Twitter. So at MassDOT. Going to mass511.com. You can also dial 511. And this will give you the latest information on that. Because the last thing you want is to, like, put it this way. If you use any of the roads in that area, whether it be 195 through that stretch, whether it be some of the surface roads underneath it, I would always be checking the WBSM app and the live traffic before you leave so that you can see what's going on. I would suggest using Waze or some other GPS app to have it accurately predict how long it's going to take you to get to where it is that you're going. Because you might think, well, you know, it might take me like 10 or 15 minutes to get through that. So I'll just add that on to the usual time it takes me. And it might take you longer. Those GPS apps are going to get a number of downloads from people from this area if they don't already have them on their phones, because we're going to need them. Not just for the next week or couple of weeks or couple of months or to the end of the year. We're going to need it for years to come. And when it's all said and done, it's going to be much, much better. I mean, look at what's been going on in Fall River with 79. Like, look at all the work that they've done. And it's taken how long? And it's still not done. But it's getting closer. And in fact, as I was going to Marlboro on Saturday, I noticed some of the work at the Mass Bike Interchange. And I said, this is the third year now that I've gone to Terracon in Marlboro. And they've been working on it since then. And even since before then, because I remember going to other events out in that area and traveling through that area and saying, oh, like there's a one stone brace for an elevated structure that's just been sitting there that they haven't built anything else around. So these are long and involved. I'm not saying that they're not doing the work. These are just long and involved processes. Look at how long they've been working on the 140-24 interchange in Taunton. And that's still expected to go on for quite a while. So these are complex projects. They would be less complex if they could just shut down the roads and say, hey, we're going to shut down this road for the next 8 months, and then it'll only take us 8 months to do the work. But because they have to work around actually having live traffic at the same time, that makes it more difficult, and that makes it more prolonged. So when you think about, as you're going through this all, and you say, well, what an inconvenience. It could be a lot worse. Like, that inconvenience is not the worst inconvenience it could be. Think about if you couldn't go on the 140-24 interchange and you had to drive through 140 to get to 495. You know, drive all the way down through Taunton to the Taunton Green. Or you had to get off in Lakeville and drive into Middleborough. Or all these different alternate routes. So it takes patience. And just keep in mind that, you know, these projects are run by engineers who are paid big bucks to figure out the way to disrupt traffic the least. So although it may be frustrating, you know, you got to hope they're doing it in the best possible way for you, that it could be worse. All right, 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We will be back in a few moments. Stick around. And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files, and we'll talk about some of the pop culture things that happened on this date. So, always everybody's favorite segment of the show. And of course, I love it because most of the stuff is probably floating around in my head somewhere anyway. But we've got some, of course, our celebrity birthdays, but some news related to this date, some TV premieres, some music chart toppers, things of that nature. So stay tuned for that coming up. Right now, it's time to get all the news of today with Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
New York's governor upset with President Trump on the issue of the 9/11 memorial. Zelensky calling for more pressure on Russia, and a New Hampshire teen with a record catch.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Governor Kathy Hochul of New York blasting President Trump for considering taking over the 9/11 Memorial and Museum.
Trump is floating the idea after criticism by some victims' families that ticket prices are too high. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is pushing back, noting that the president's proposal comes just months after slashing funding for the World Trade Center Health Program that provides medical care for Ground Zero survivors. Museum officials are rejecting a Trump takeover too, questioning whether that would even be legal. Trump is skipping the 9/11 ceremony in New York this year. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams not planning to end his reelection campaign. Yesterday, Adams addressed reports he was going to drop out of the request of President Trump to bolster former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in an effort to defeat Democrat socialist Zohran Mamdani. Adams said he is not dropping out and plans to be mayor for the next 4 years. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is brushing off concerns following a less-than-desirable jobs report appearing on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. Bessent said the president's policies will see the country through.
We're not going to do economic policy off of one number. We believe that good policies are in place that are going to create good, high-paying jobs for the American people.
The report showed just 22,000 new jobs added in August, down from the previous month's 73,000. The number was expected to be closer to 75,000, and the first report since President Trump fired the agency's stats chief. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expressing the need for more pressure from America and European allies against Russia. During an appearance on ABC's This Week, Zelensky said it starts with Russian energy.
This is only one way how to stop the killer. You need to take off his, to take off his weapon. Energy is his weapon.
This comes as the two nations have been at war for over 3 years, and the U.S. has been trying to negotiate an end to the ongoing conflict. President Trump said last week he'll speak to Russian President Vladimir Putin in the near future, adding that the two are having a very good dialogue. South Korean officials say more than 300 Korean workers who were detained last week at an immigration raid are being released.
The workers were arrested Thursday at a Hyundai battery plant in Georgia in what was the largest single immigration raid so far under the Trump administration's deportation drive. The chief of staff to South Korea's president says that negotiations to release the workers have been concluded and that following the completion of administrative procedures, they'll be flown home to South Korea. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
CBS says they won't edit interviews taped for Face the Nation going forward. Company issued the statement explaining that in response to audience feedback, Face the Nation will now only broadcast live or live-to-tape interviews. The announcement comes after complaints from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem after her appearance on the show earlier in the week. She accused CBS of making selective edits to her interview. CBS News said that it was edited for time and made the full interview available online. An Italian teenager who was once known as God's influencer has been canonized as the first millennial saint. Thousands of young people filled St. Peter's Square in the Vatican yesterday to witness the ceremony presided over by Pope Leo XIV and held up pictures of Carlo Acutis, who died in 2006 of leukemia at age 15. Before he died, Acutis learned computer code so he could build websites to spread his Catholic faith. His story became well known among the Catholic youth, and Carlo was beatified by Pope Francis in 2020. A New Hampshire teen has landed a catch many can only dream about. The boy, 13-year-old Jackson DeNeo of Hampton, New Hampshire, headed out for an overnight charter so he could wake up early and drop his line in the water. DeNeo's bait attracted what would be the biggest Atlantic halibut on record, all 174 pounds of it. Almost twice DeNeo's weight. Waiting to hear back from the International Game Fish Association to find out if his catch is a junior world record.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-4 last night. Both teams play again tonight. First pitch, 10:05, and the Patriots lost their home opener against the Raiders 20-13.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
We are expecting a partly sunny day today, blend of sun and clouds, if you will. It's going to be warmer, too, than we saw yesterday with highs near 73. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low near 50. And for Tuesday, plenty of sunshine with highs topping out in the lower 70s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, it's time. Hit it.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Celebrity birthdays. Comedian and ventriloquist Willie Tyler turns 85 years old today, but we're not exactly sure how old his puppet Lester is. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is once again asking you for birthday wishes. He is 84 years old today. Former Secretary of Defense James Mad Dog Mattis turned 75. Singer-songwriter and frontwoman of Till Tuesday, Amy Mann, is 65. Actors David Arquette and Martin Freeman, as well as TV personality Brooke Burke, all turn 54 today. Get the party started because it's Pink's 46th birthday. Jonathan Taylor Thomas of Home Improvement and The Lion King is 44. Rapper Wiz Khalifa turns 38. And Gaten Matarazzo of Stranger Things fame is 23. But he'll still be 13 when the new season debuts. In 1974, U.S. President Gerald Ford pardoned former President Richard Nixon for any crimes that the then President Nixon may have committed while in office. In 1986, Oprah Winfrey's TV show, which was based out of the Chicago area, became nationally syndicated and soon became a national phenomenon. In 1990, Jon Bon Jovi topped the Billboard Hot 100 with his debut single as a solo artist, Blaze of Glory. The song was written for the Emilio Estevez-led film Young Guns 2, and they better use that song in the forthcoming Young Guns 3, because that's one of the greatest songs ever written. In 1990, America's Funniest Home Videos debuted on ABC, and in 1996... Blue's Clues premiered on Nickelodeon.
There it goes! Number 61! Is it there? Yes! And McGuire is alone with Roger Maris!
In 1998, Mark McGuire hit his 62nd home run, breaking Roger Maris's record. He finished the season... Oh, that was the one where he tied Maris. Hold on, I played it too early in the clip. I was supposed to play the one that was later. Anyway, he finished the season with a total of 70. On September 8th, 2002, Iron Maiden singer Bruce Dickinson started his new job as an airline pilot. The heavy metal singer qualified as a 35,000-pound-a-year first officer with the Gatwick-based airline Astrius, who took holidays makers to Portugal and to Egypt. And now he flies the Iron Maiden plane. In 2003, David Bowie performed the world's first interactive concert from London's Riverside Studios, where he performed songs off his forthcoming album, Reality, plus a handful of fan favorites. The show was broadcast to 21 cinemas around the globe, where audience members could speak to the rock star and request songs via microphones linked to ISDN lines. And just think how easy it is these days to be able to do that same thing now with far less technology required. That's the Gen X Files for September 8th, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where you can try some great flavors such as pineapple cherry, Chips Ahoy dough, their homemade pistachio that is better than any store-bought pistachio I've ever had. And don't forget, they still have Fallen for This Cheesecake and Berry Compassionate. All right, that is the Gen X Files for today, and we'll have another edition of it for you tomorrow. A lot going on in the history of pop culture in September. So we'll have more TV shows that debuted, more songs atop the charts, more movies that came out, and just any news that kind of had an effect on people who were born from, I think it's like, what, 1967 on that they consider Gen X, or 69? Eh, I don't remember exactly, but it's more of a feeling than a hard line. So we were talking earlier about the Conjuring House going up for auction on Halloween on October 31st. Great marketing there, J.J. Manning. But they also have the official listing for the auction on the J.J. Manning Auctioneers website. And I just want to read to you the description. So it's a 3,023 square foot home on 8.5 acres. And that's why it's going to go for some money. Even if the house has fallen into disrepair, the land is pretty valuable. Because she put a campground in the backyard. And some of that is, there's two cabins. So physical cabins on the property, in addition to the main house. Plus, you might even be able to negotiate for her to leave you her Airstream trailer, too. But according to the J.J. Manning listing, it says, this antique farmhouse that has become famous for historical paranormal sightings and activity. In 2013, Warner Brothers released The Conjuring, which was based off true paranormal events that occurred at the subject residence with the Perrin family in the 1970s. Since the original film, 7+ additional movies have been released by Warner Brothers New Line Cinema, which has resulted in The Conjuring franchise becoming the most successful horror movie franchise in history. The newest film has been released on September 5th, 2025. And so leaning into that makes me think that they're expecting somebody to buy this that would continue to turn it into an entertainment destination. It's not going to be a private residence, or maybe they just feel like they need to give you a fair enough warning, like, hey, this is the biggest horror movie franchise of all time, and people are going to show up on your front lawn. So just, we'll see where that goes. But as far as I know, you know, only Jacqueline Nunez doesn't have an entertainment license. That doesn't mean they wouldn't approve one for someone else, but you're going to have to go through a lot of scrutiny now after what she's done. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Tim, I'm calling to thank you, WBSM, and of course, McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream. I was the winner of the contest Thursday, and I'll tell you, what a great experience. That is an excellent place. The ice cream is good. The people are friendly. If you prefer, you know, they have a nice little area that you can sit in. You know, and I wouldn't have learned about them except it wasn't for, you know, your show and WBSM. And, you know, this is proof that radio advertising works, you know. So if you're a local business and you want to get, you know, known, you want to be heard about, call the sales weasels at WBSM a call, you know.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, Tim, what flavors did you try?
I don't even remember. I know one of them was cookie dough. You know, but they were all good. You know, so Tim, back when I worked in radio, the salespeople always had the nicest cars. Is that still true today?
I mean, they're definitely nicer than mine, but I don't think nobody drives anything too fancy here.
Yeah. Well, that was back when I worked in radio. Like 50 people worked on a radio station, and I think like salespeople were like 7 or 8. I know today it's a lot less than that.
What was the fanciest car that someone had?
Well, this was back like in the 80s, you know, there were people driving around with BMWs, et cetera. So, you know, I had an old Dodge Diplomat, you know, from like 1974 that I was driving. So,
hey, I learned a driving part in one of those. So my best friend's mom had one for years, and that's what we learned to drive on, that. And his dad's 78 Caddy Eldorado, which eventually became my Caddy Eldorado.
Yeah, my Dodge Diplomat used to stall out whenever it rained. It was the carburetor. So if I would be stopped at, you know, the traffic light on Route 18, you know, I would have to, like, throw the car into park, you know, start it up again. Everybody would be honking at me. But that was, like, my first real car. So
we used to park that thing wherever we wanted, and if anybody complained, we would say, "Didn't you see Lethal Weapon 2? Diplomatic immunity."
Yeah. That car was like a tank, though. It could hit things. It could be hit, and there'd be no damage.
Oh yeah.
Not like today, that you know, the slightest tap, it's at least $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So yeah, those are the good old days. But yeah, thanks again. What a great experience. So. And I know that their sponsorship is running out soon, so maybe they'll renew.
Well, thank you so much.
Hey, you can use this, Tim, in the sales presentation. Use this call.
I'm already clipping it out and sending it over to the sales staff.
Yeah, I know how that works. All right, Tim, have a good one.
You as well. Take care.
All right, take care. Bye bye.
508-996-0500. And see, you know, but he's absolutely right. Radio advertising does work. And especially when, you know, the client is involved. And I'm so glad that Sharon and Matt came in and recorded their commercial. They were a little hesitant at first, but what a difference that makes, because then people get to know you. They hear you on the radio and they get to know who you are. I mean, think about all the people that you hear doing their own commercials who become like characters, you know? The Carty Brothers, the South Coast Gutter Monkeys. Like, you hear these folks doing their own commercials, and sure, I can read your commercial for you. But people hear my voice all the time. Let them hear yours. And if you wanna have your voice on a commercial, it's a lot more affordable than you think. Reach out to me, Tim at WBSM.com, and I'll set you up with somebody who can help you out. Or you can just call the main line and speak with Mark. But radio advertising does work. And I can tell you, you know, I've had conversations with people who have said that's what people come in and talk about. They come in and talk about hearing it on WBSM. And even more so probably than other radio stations, because we're local. So people feel like they want to, you know, mention us when they go in, because they hope that, you know, you listen as well. So, yeah, reach out to me, Tim at WBSM.com. I'll be happy to set you up with somebody, and we'll make it work for you. And in fact, I would say for just about any business, we can find a package that works for you. And we do more than just radio advertising. It's more than just commercials on the air. We can build your business a website. You say, well, what do I need a website for? It's 2025. I've got a Facebook page that I can go and update every single day. Well, but when people are looking for a business, they go to Google first. They don't go to Facebook and say, I hope I randomly scroll through and see an ad for a plumber or an electrician or a mechanic or an HVAC company or any of these. They're not opening up Facebook and typing those into the Facebook search bar. They're going to Google and they're typing in HVAC near me. And then they're reading Google reviews. And that's how they're making the determination. And too many people that just say, well, I can just run a Facebook page. Well, that doesn't move you up the Google rankings, so that when people search in Google, your name comes up first. But we can make that happen. WBSM has its own website department that can build you a website that works. And not just get people to go to your site, but also spread you all across the internet. We can get you showing up in ads on other people's websites, in addition to showing up on ours. We can also get you on television commercials, streaming TV, the future of television watching. Yesterday's Patriots game, right? I was watching that on a streaming service. I wasn't watching it on TV. And that's the future. And we can get you in there. And now is the time to do it, when you can get ahead of the curve and get it at a great deal. So anyway, any of that, reach out to me, Tim at WBSM.com, and I'll put you in the right direction. Hang on. I see we've got our roving reporter, Betty, calling in. Let me take this break, and we'll come right back and talk with her. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you doing today?
Morning, Betty. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm calling to remind your listeners that the first meeting of the Board of Health to discuss the parallel projects, South Coast Renewables, is tonight on Zoom at 6 o'clock.
And this is the final leg of things. This is where they start to have their deliberations and make their decision, right?
You've got it. Yep.
And so this is going to be, I know it's a hybrid meeting, but people can't go to the meeting. They can only check in via Zoom, right?
Correct. Yes, you can go to Zoom or you can go to Zoom by phone. And I've got the links for you if you want them. They're not really intuitive as usual, and it's hard to find it on the city website.
Well, what I did is I shared it out on the WBSM Facebook page, the information that you sent over, so people can click that link right there to take them over to the Zoom meeting, and I gave out the phone number as well. So I'll do that a couple more times in the next hour, too, to make sure that people have it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I figured if I sent you an email that it would be easier for you to have that information.
Oh, yeah, much appreciated. And this way here we can get as many people to... We're going to crash that Zoom. I hope not, because you want people to see it. But you just mentioned, though, that it was hard to find that information. And Councilor Leo Chiquette, Ward 1 Councilor Leo Chiquette, was saying the same thing last week, that it was almost like this information was buried and hard to find.
I started calling on Friday before Labor Day, and of course Labor Day was busy, so that they said call back, and I called on Tuesday, couldn't get the information. They said, you know, it's not here yet, and somebody else from my group called, they couldn't get it, and finally on late Thursday, I think somebody found it, and I got an email about it late on Friday, so then... I kept getting error messages when I looked for it. It was under City Clerk Meetings and Agendas, and then I kept getting a 404 error. But I finally was able to see it one time, so I copied it and pasted it for everybody.
Well, we appreciate it.
Well, I hope you let people know, as you said, and I hope things go well for the city.
We
don't want to be the number one in the state for trash.
That is true. And hopefully you'll check in with us tomorrow and let us know how it went.
Okay, will do.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Bye-bye.
All right, we got to take our final break of this hour. We'll be right back. All right, we are going to be going into the news, and then on the other side, it'll be more of you, because Council President Burgo is still on vacation, so he'll be back with us next Monday. The dial-in number again for that meeting tonight via Zoom,